gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going? This is Gary. Welcome to Hoops and Cards. Guys, I am still in the middle of roller coaster summer of 23, personally. Thank you to a lot of you listeners for still tuning in or downloading this podcast wherever you do, or messaging me at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. I love it. I love it. As a lot of you know, we started this podcast in March of 21. Man, I wish we had started it during the pandemic, because that was a great time for a lot of us to connect and learn about sports cards, to engage in the hobby. Some of you made money during that time, and some of us, well, again, roller coaster. But Hoops and Cards, we have been with you. I'm just giving a review. There's no big reveal coming up. Like, we're all in. Just want to keep reassuring myself and everyone else that, dang, especially during the basketball off season, but also my wife has had cancer that was diagnosed about 4 weeks ago and completely removed, as far as we know, 2 weeks ago. And a couple of follow-up meetings with doctors, certainly the recovery and healing and all that stuff that goes on after any surgery. But she is doing great. You guys, thank you for all of you that have sent me your encouraging words, said you're praying for my wife, for our family, all that stuff. Thank you. That means a lot, and it's certainly a reminder that there is so much more to life than Panini losing its rights to the NFLPA. There's so much more to life than I'm heading to a card show in Canton, Ohio right now. There's so much more to life than when to buy Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I basically figure if it's a day ending in Y, it's probably a good time to look at SGA. That's my mindset right now. He's not the only guy that I feel great about. But no, seriously, it has been a crazy 6 weeks. And not like always stressful, and not like we were afraid. Just it's exhausting. When you have a family member, or you're the one that's going through tests and surgeries and doing different diets along the way, taking medications. I mean, I just had a routine colonoscopy, which a lot of doctors are recommending now for people that are 40 and up. Like, I just had it yesterday, okay? And I had like a day and a half where I had to drink two or three things with the syllable lax in them. And I know that is not lacrosse. I know that's not the Los Angeles Express. That is laxative, baby. And so not that you ask me for any more specific details than that, but I'm hungry. I made it through my colonoscopy yesterday morning. It was so funny because I actually had my phone with me in there, and I'm like, maybe I should go live right now, do a little live stream from the prep room and the colonoscopy. Like, no, nobody wants to see that. Nobody got time for that. But seriously, to start, I want to say welcome to Hoops and Cards. Maybe you just tuned in because you're looking for something with sports cards and you found us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, like wherever you find us. Great. Thank you. You're awesome. What I love is hearing about where are you? Where are you? Because Christoph in, I want to say Switzerland, messaged me a couple weeks ago and said he's listening. I've received so many messages. I love hearing where you're from. Where are you listening from? Whether it's, you know, Upland, Indiana, or somewhere in Norway. I love that because it reminds me at the sports card hobby, and that the NBA, guys, it is a global deal. It's bigger than any one of us. It's bigger than any locale. Sometimes I'll get a message from someone that says, "Hello, mate," and I assume Australia, but I don't know. Often it is. So shout out to our listeners in the land down under. I listened to Men at Work back in the day. Who can it be now? And love you guys. Shout out to our listener wherever you were at, friends. It's funny because I listened to a podcast yesterday of, it's usually like three people talking and it's a conversational thing. And two of the guys were out that day. So it was like one guy talking. He's like, it's weird not having anybody. It's me just talking to you. I'm like, I do that all the time. That is hoops and cards. It's not, you know, there's a place and a positive to that. And sometimes I do bring a guest on or an expert on that I want to learn from and share with you guys. In fact, I've got several of you that I've been talking with. I'm like, shoot, I need to nail down a date. John, Keith, Braden, Serial 101. Like, there are so many of you. We have talked about doing a show together. And I just need to get over this. Get over this roller coaster that I'm on and say, let's nail down a Zoom time. But no, seriously, I love just talking with you. And hearing from you and knowing that you're out there, whatever you're doing, you listen to Hoops and Cards as you work out or as you drive or as you mow the yard, cut the grass, trim the lawn. Every region has a different phrase for reducing the size of your grass blades, picking weeds, as it were. So thank you for listening. The NBA right now, yeah. The NBA right now. I don't want to say nobody cares. Unless you're following like the World Basketball Championships and you're seeing these things like the rankings of best players. And I saw one site that did that on Instagram yesterday. And Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, Lauri Markkanen. And this is a time for a lot of our familiar names like that to shine, and they are. Congrats if you are from Canada or a fan of Canada, Canadian basketball. RJ Barrett, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, Steve Nash, if you remember that name. They just knocked off France by a ton. I don't even know what else to say except, yikes. We hear a lot about Anthony Edwards is taking the leap, and it's his team, and if you listen to Brian Windhorst or any podcast about the NBA and USA basketball right now, they are very excited about the team chemistry, the roles, the attitudes of all the players, their potential, how they've performed so far has been great. Better than you could say about the U.S. women's national soccer team a month ago. Like, this is, it looks good for Ant and Co. But seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, if you don't know, if you haven't been listening, maybe you don't even follow basketball. If you think Oklahoma City is irrelevant, if you're just the guy that tunes in and you're like, just tell me the GOATs, just tell me the two or three names, and you think you got those names for this generation, and you're still thinking it's Luka, it's Ja, it's Trae Young, maybe not Zion. I guess I'm just here to tell you, You need a reboot on that. You need a refresher course on what it takes and what's happening right now in the development of this generation's superstars. Because yeah, you're not going to read about Team USA and Zion Williamson. You're not going to see Luka Doncic leading Serbia or Croatia or whoever. I'm sure they're enemies and I didn't even mean to do that. But like, they're, look at me. It's a podcast. Listen to me. The guys' names moving forward, what if they're different? What if Jordan Poole in new scenery takes the Wizards to some place I never expect them to go, and he puts up 30 a game alongside Kuzma and Porzingis and Tyus Jones, and they become a different team in the East? What if Anthony Edwards, even with Kat, even with Gobert, even with whatever shots Jaden McDee wants to throw up. Guys, what if Anthony Edwards comes into this season and plays the first half and has people talking about, hey, this kid might be this generation's Michael Jordan? The thing that I think we fail to miss in a lot of the Jordan comparisons with anybody is that Jordan played, 3 years at North Carolina? So he came into the league in, 20, 21 years old? Well, a lot of these players, like Anthony Edwards, was 18 when he made his NBA debut. 18, LeBron James, same deal. Ja Morant was 19. There are these guys that you want to compare their rookie seasons, you want to compare their first 3 years, and I want to say, sure. Just look at their ages, though. I mean, that's like real. They're going to develop, they're going to play their, quote, college years, their developmental years, and take some hard lumps, and then they're going to emerge. And some of them have that potential to be the next generations. It's hard for me to say LeBron James or Giannis, because you can't guarantee that, right? Those guys are freaks. I'm actually wearing a pair of Giannis Antetokounmpo Zoom Freaks right now. As I drive to the card show, not a Nike commercial, just a, man, I love the deals I can get at the Nike outlet store. We went this summer, and on our way back from South Carolina, we stopped at the Nike outlet store in Myrtle Beach. They have that back wall that's mostly like clearance kicks and shoes and Jordans and all this. And I'm like, I saw these shoes that are, they had a ton of color. They were in the Giannis Zoom Freak box. I'm like, what the heck is that? And why are they so cheap? And then we had a 15% off. I'm wearing these multicolored Giannis Antetokounmpo Zoom Freak shoes. And guys, they are the most... In fact, if you have to get a colonoscopy anytime soon, I would encourage you to buy a pair of Zoom Freaks at a cheap Nike outlet. I got them for $26. Retail like $120, maybe marked down by Nike.com to $99. $26! Yikes! Dang, they're so comfortable. I can't guarantee you. I can't come out here and say, hey guys, in 5 years, Evan Mobley is the next Joel Embiid. Nobody can do that. Nobody can go guarantee you anything about a guy's development. Shohei Ohtani got injured. He may not pitch again for 2 years. We can't predict and guarantee the future, so I'm not here to do that. But what we do like to think through is what's the potential? What could this guy or that guy be like in a few years? Where could their career go? Because, guys, anybody can get on and tell you what a player's card market has done in the last month. You can get Market Movers app and find out for yourself. You can listen to other podcasts that are great about, like, hey, did you see what that guy's card did last year or last week? Wow. I enjoy that. Guys, I'll tell you about that. We can talk about that. Hey, if you want to live in the past and feel bad about opportunities that you missed, I'm right there with you. Let's put on some Matchbox 20 and have a good cry. Or Bon Jovi, depending on your generational preferences. Or if it makes you angry, you can play some Limp Bizkit or some Twisted Sister and just be mad that, hey, I lost the deal. I missed the bargain. I missed the spike in those card values on Shohei or Shay. I just want to tell you, as we lead up to a season, as we're in the, I guess it's almost the end of August, we could say the buying season is here in basketball. I finally got my hands on a Tyrese Maxey Silver Prism 2020 PSA 10 that I got a sweet deal on, winning an auction on eBay 6 days ago. I was just like, I've been wanting to get, you guys know he's one of my favorite players. He's one of the guys I talk about a lot on the podcast. I recommend him. I like him. I'm rooting for him. There. Tyrese Maxey is one of those kids, one of those guys. He's too young to be this good. And you can ignore him. You can say Desmond Bane's average. You can write off players as being, they'll never be a number one guy. Uh-huh. Guys, it's a dangerous thing to do when they're like 20 or 21 or 22. Because you don't know. We don't know, right? All of a sudden, Mikal Bridges could be the number one guy in Brooklyn, averaging 25 plus a game on a playoff team in a massive market where people already know his name. NBA players already know, like NBA fans, we already know that he can do all the things. All the things. And there he is with a great supporting cast. They're young, right? They don't have a lot of talent, sure. But they've got Nick Claxton. What else do you need? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I guess you need Cam Johnson. I guess you need Spencer Dinwiddie. I guess you need a few trades in mind. And I've heard their team's name associated with Tyler Hero in a deal. But all that to say, I ramble. I wax. And I talk about, not that kind of wax. I should not wax. I never do good with blasters. I should just get, you know, a hobby box once a year and do a little video of it. Rip it and send you guys the free cards, right? Wouldn't that be fun? I used to do that. In fact, today, let's do it. I'm going to send you a free card. The first 5 people to message me at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, send me a direct message. Say, Gary, you said free card. I want to be one of your first 5 free cards. Fine. I'll send you a Tyrese Maxey rookie. I can't guarantee it'll be like, you know, graded or anything, but I'll send you a Tyrese Maxey rookie card in honor of this conversation about what the players' futures are going to be. Because we know, like, it doesn't take a genius or a rocket science or a prophet to say, hey, this season, James Harden is going to be a drama queen. He's going to demand a trade. He's going to complain. He's going to show up late and overweight to camp. Like, or he's going to get himself traded to a team that underachieves again. Like, we know James Harden is an incredible player. He could lead the league in assists. He could have 30 points a game. but come on. Come on. Is he going to do that on a team that makes it to the conference finals this year? I mean, unless the Clippers get him for next to nothing and build their offense around him, good luck with that. Not going to happen. But what I can tell you is there are young players like Tyrese Maxey that would benefit in his absence. I mean, in fact, we could talk about the last few episodes that we did crank out of players like Jalen Brunson and Desmond Bain and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Lauri Markkanen. The league is littered with guys who have upside. And by the way, for cards, sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes for cards, all you need is a player with talent, potential, opportunity, and people start buying when the season comes around. People start talking about their names. You know, if you hear about a Damian Lillard trade anytime soon, one of the things that you and I could be thinking, or should be thinking, I'm not going to tell you what to think. It's just a podcast. Get over it. But what you could be thinking when Lillard gets dealt, if they're not getting the point guard back in that deal, if they're not getting a shot creator back in that deal, guess who's going to do it for Portland? You think Scoot's going to do it in his first month? You know, that he's barely old enough to vote or to drive or any of that. It's Anfernee Simons. He's going to make some headlines. He's shown, if you are like stat nerd like some of us are, Dirk Nashty, go figure it out, man. Show me what Simons did in the last 2 seasons when Lillard was not in the lineup. And tell me that he doesn't still have that ability being mentored under Chauncey Billups and Damian Lillard for the last 2 years. And I know he's not their long-term guy, but he's also not over the hill and out of shape. He's Anfernee Simons. Am I buying any Anfernee Simons right now? No, because I already did. I am buy and hold, right? But there are other players where I'm like, I don't really have a solid Anthony Edwards card that I would brag about on the podcast. I'm not going to flex because I don't have any. There are other players I think of that way where I'm like, shoot, I talk about Mikal Bridges till I'm, you know, moving to Brooklyn about it and going to Shake Shack and buying a big stack of their, man, Shake Shack, shoot. I'm so hungry. Colonoscopy, you can't eat for 2 days, dude. Sucks. Then you got to drink Gatorade with these laxatives in it. That's probably not why you're listening, and you're probably glad I didn't do the podcast yesterday. But think it through as we have 3 months or 2 months now. The NBA schedule was released. People are talking about the momentum of the league, the in-season tournament, the on-TV games. I'm thinking what players are going to be hyped coming into the season. I'm not kidding myself thinking that I or any of us in the card market get to drive that hype. We don't. I actually prefer it when y'all aren't talking about players I love. I love when I listen to or watch NBA or card podcast stuff for a week or a month and nobody says the names I'm thinking. That is awesome. Thank you. Keep it under wraps. Don't talk about SGA. I mean, be honest about what you're buying, you know, but if someone else is talking, they're like, yeah, I'm really pouring into Brandon Ingram here in the offseason. Like, that's not stupid, but go for it. I'm really pouring into whoever you want to say next. If it's not one of my three or four guys, I'm like, yeah, okay. Cool. Go after that. You do you, man. You go buy you some Devin Bookers. You go buy you some Anthony Davis. I don't know. Like, I've got my guys. You've got yours. But as an NBA fan, as a card collector investor, I focus on players that are younger, that can score, that will have the ball in their hands, that will get more playing time. Their usage rate is going up. Listen to fantasy basketball podcasts like Locked On. I listen to that. And is it Josh from Australia? Love his voice, guys. He's talking about risers and fallers and next year's fantasy stars. And I'm like, this isn't fantasy basketball, but they do anticipate what players are going to break out. And they're not wrong most of the time. Now, the question we could have is, well, what does that translate into card market values? And why am I buying to make money all the time when it's a market that's been going down for a year plus? I get it. So collect the players you love. Just because Jordan players' numbers are going to go up doesn't mean I give a crap. I don't. I do not give a crap. I might talk about him and I might say, if you give a crap, buy some of his cards. Buy Jordan Poole. Great. You'll be glad you did. I think there will be a spike in his market. I wonder about other guys like Caleb Martin, who had a great run in the playoffs. But to think through what players will get a bigger role on winning teams that have playoff futures or on teams that will be featured on TV a lot. Spurs may not win big, but they've got Wemby. So I'm thinking Devin Vassell. You know, Oklahoma City may not make the playoffs this year, but I think they will. And Chet Holmgren told me they will. So they'll be under the media and hype cycle. And people will talk about Jalen Williams. And you'll be like, which Jalen Williams? I'm like, obviously the one with the E in his name. But guys, that's all I got. I just want to say thank you for listening to Hoops and Cards. I did want to ramble for 20 minutes on my way to a card show. Might even jump into some dollar boxes. I don't know. Going retro, getting back to the love. Like, why did we do this in the first place? It's about the NBA. It's about players I love and the fun of collecting some things that are unique, that could increase in value. And when they don't, I still enjoy having them. I'm not overpaying for cards I don't want. I'm not an impulse buyer. I hope I'm not after this card show going, crap, I still am an impulse buyer and I got a detox of my FOMO, you know, but seriously, you do you. The first five of you to send me a message, DM, and let's make it people who have not received a free card from me before. So if you already got, you know, a Jalen Brunson a couple years ago or last year, or you already got the Tyrese Halliburton stuff I sent out, awesome, you're welcome. But let's make it new listeners that haven't got a free card. And if I can ship it to you, I will. So Tyrese Maxey cards, or if you're like, dude, I don't like Tyrese Maxey. Like, I grew up hating the Sixers. Please send me anybody else other than Tyrese Maxey. I'll hook you up, all right? I will hook you up. It'll be better than, you know, I'm not sending you some Sophia Smith. I'm sending you some Halliburton. I'm sending you some whatever, LeBron James, for all I care, Jason Tatum. Just send me a DM. Hey, Gary, give me a card. I hope you have an awesome week. This has been Hoops and Cards. If you want resources that help you, you know, just break down the card market right now, nooffseason.com rocks at that. Sports Card Strategy Show. I get to go on again in a couple weeks with those brilliant fellas over there. Paul, Lefty, Chad. Chad, you're listening, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Love you, man. He's one of those we got to do an episode with. The doctor. Dr. Chad, baby. Not Chad from Back to the Future. We should have a battle of the Chads. That would be sweet. Seriously, thank you for listening. Use this code, Hoops and Cards, at nooffseason.com for their premium content discount. And then you can use it again. You can use it again and again. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Nooffseason.com, but also Sports Cards Investor. The Market Movers app, great stuff as I price out. When am I going to get the best deal on the LeBron James Topps rookie that I'm looking to buy before this season? Or the Giannis PSA 10 that's better than ever. Discount season. Hey, it's only going to get better these next 2 months. So stop listening to me and go look at your cards. Figure out what you want to do. Hoops and Cards. I love you guys wherever you're listening around the world. Thank you so much for being a part of this hobby. Thank you so much for sending me messages, for praying for my wife, for our family, or for thinking of us in any way. Or maybe you're like, dude, I didn't even know, man. Oh, dude, like, hey, no worries. we've all got lives, and it's great that we can connect through this, the Hoops and Cards podcast. So have a great weekend, and yeah, good luck at this. I'm getting out of the car and going to a card show. See ya.
Back out, Brunson tries again. Puts it in, Jalen Brunson lighting it up.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye then.